Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 104, an interesting story about someone sending someone and then replacing him with someone else. Look what happens. Ula once came to Pumpadisa, stayed over the Shabbos. Rav Yehuda, the head of the Pumpadisa Academy, said to his son Rav Yitzchak, "Go bring to him a basket of fruit, and while you are in his presence, see how he recites Havdalah." Rav Yitzchak did not go himself, but sent Abaye instead. Abaye was a contemporary of Rav Yitzchak, the notes point out. He was a student in Pumbedisa at the time. Later, he ascended to become Rosh Yeshiva of that academy, as the notes point out, and Rashi to Gittin as well. When Abaye came back, Rav Yitzchak said to him, "How did Ula recite Havdalah?" Abaye replied to him, he said, "Baruch Hamavdu min Kodesh Lachol," and no more than this. Rav Yitzchak then came before his father. His father said to him, "How did Ula recite the Havdalah?" Rav Yitzchak replied to him, "I did not go, but I sent Abaye. And he told me that Ula said, only Hamavdu min Kodesh Lachol. Separates between holy and mundane." Angry with his son that he did not go himself, Rav Yehuda said to his son, "The master's haughtiness and the master's domination caused the master a terrible loss, because forevermore this teaching shall not be repeated from scholar to scholar in your name." Haughtiness, the notes point out, caused him not to go himself to learn from a distinguished scholar in domination, caused him to send Abaye instead, thus using another person to carry out the task he himself should have performed. And the notes point out, since Abaye was the one who reported the text of Ula's Havdalah, this teaching will always be restated in his name rather than in yours. The soul of a deceased scholar earns merit when later generations repeat a teaching in his name. See Yevamos 97. So the main point, actually 2 points, are when a mitzvah comes to your hand, do it yourself. Don't give it off to someone else as much as possible, as feasible as possible, as realistically as possible. Don't give a mitzvah off to someone else. Do it yourself. And when it comes to things, when you hear things, when you learn things, repeat the name in the name of the person you heard it. Give credit where credit is due, not just for plagiarism, God forbid, but to give honor and covet and respect to the people you heard it. Pirkei Avos says, someone who, the Homer Dover B'Shem Omoro, someone who says something in the name of someone else, Mevi Geula La'olam, brings redemption to the world. I forget where in Pirkei Avos, but the proof text is from Megillas Esther, which just was recently, because Ha'omer B'Shem Mordechai, and the whole story changed. Esther told Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai about Big Son and Seresh, and the whole cards changed, the whole story changed. So from this story, again, we learned 2 things. Number one, the sage wanted to send someone, instead they sent Abaye, and that person always lost out because now Abaye got it and was done in his name. And it was repeated in his name forever, forevermore. When you get a mitzvah, do it in your name. Do it in your hands. It comes to your hands. Don't let it become chametz, the Talmud points out. Do it right away. Don't pawn it off on someone else. You see a spot in a meal train, you yourself take the meal train spot. Don't let someone else take it. You have the chance to do the mitzvah. And also when you learn something, you hear something, and you read something, repeat it. Tell it to others in the name or where you saw it. Give the credit where the credit is due. It brings honor. It brings kavod to the person you heard it from. Make sure to do so in your learning, in your mitzvahs, in all your days, in order to uplift each of your days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 105 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.